Just a few nights ago, we thought, okay, sports are still going to go on, just won't have any fans in the crowds, and we'll be able to watch, you know, the Golden State Warriors and whoever, or the Raptors play at Scotiabank Arena without any fans, or the Maple Leafs take on a team without any fans in the stands, and it'll be very, very awkward. And, you know, in hindsight, it's pretty obvious that that was going to be a pipe dream. That was a bad idea to have to, you know, to want to do that for professional sports leagues. And, you know, we saw what happened the other night with Rudy Gobert, who, you know, a lot of people are sort of calling patient zero. And some people have written articles about Rudy Gobert saving the United States of America and parts of the world, because he's the one that got the NBA shut down and the other leagues to shut down. And that, of course, has, you know, created instances where there won't be a ton of mass gatherings, which is, you know, obviously something that medical experts have called for the halt of. And, you know, it's just gotten to a point where, for me, when I look at, you know, the you know, how quickly the leagues shut down, Vic, that this should have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, this should not have gotten to this point. And I understand they're leaning on medical experts. It wasn't as if, you know, the NBA was just like, we're just flying by the seat of our pants and we're going to do whatever and then we're going to call the shot. Like, they're still talking to people to make the best decisions. But the fact that everything got shut down in a span of, you know, 24, 48 hours, it just goes to show you, like, yeah, you probably should have been ready for this way before Rudy Gobert the other night.
Absolutely. But I also think that that's the reason why that's the only way it was going to happen, is if a player got it. I mean, risking all other players getting it. I don't want to say that they don't necessarily care about the fans, but I mean, they have to protect their assets and protect their players.
Yeah,
and
their
whatever.
Investments, right?
Their investments, right? So I feel like that's the only way it was going to happen. But Rob, you said it should have happened a much longer ago, and I agree with you completely, but sports don't get canceled. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. We've had a bunch of tragedies in the past that we've all lived through and we've seen, and that's what kind of is what sports is to me anyways. Like we saw it last month or a couple months ago with Kobe Bryant, like, something tragic happens and we go to sports and it's like your family, like you all grieve together and you get through it together. It happened in 9/11. I remember the sports weren't canceled. They were postponed, but people come together and they grieve together and they cry together and they move on together. That's what sports is. And that's what is making this so difficult for me, is because every time something bad happens, it's like, you kind of have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And you have a bunch of people that feel the same way as you, and even if it's, I mean, something as simple as like your girlfriend breaking up with you or something like that, you have 3 hours that night where you can kind of get your mind off of it. And now we don't have that. So I don't really know where to go from here, but I understand why it took so long for them to cancel it, because they never do. They never, ever cancel it. It's just something, this is unprecedented, and that's what's making it so hard for me to kind of figure out how we're going to get through this. But
Yeah. Well, if you're a big WWE fan, you're still excited because they put on a show last night on Friday Night SmackDown with no fans in attendance at their performance center. And they obviously showed some highlights from some previous matches. But that's a great point that Vic makes, show that that's, you know, where a lot of us that are big-time sports fans, even casual sports fans, that's where we go for the escape. That's where we go to take our minds off things. And, you know, we live in an era now where there's plenty of things that we can do to take our minds off things, whether it's video games, you know, streaming services, we can watch movies, you know, there's, you know, games on our phone. There's a lot of different things. You know, probably want to stay off social media for a little bit here, depending on how high your anxiety levels are. But, you know, that's a great point by Vic, that, you know, in the best of times and the worst of times, there was always something there for us. And that was sports. Because, you know, you would have a rooting interest for the most part. The outcome of the game would be meaningful to a certain extent, but it wasn't, you know, life or death. Like, that didn't matter in the end, but it was just a nice escape for us to get away for a few hours.
Oh, yeah. I think sports has, in the society we live in, become, at least for us, right? The three of us and the listeners and people we work with have become, let's say, the church of the society. It's the church at which we go to and worship, right? Like, that's what all sports are. And whether your church is football or basketball or baseball or hockey or something else, or maybe you go to multiple churches or what have you, but it's weird to think that a place where the doors are always open are now closed. And I think that's what probably so many people are struggling with. It's funny because I saw you see on social media, it's funny you mentioned depending on who you are, you may or may not want to watch social media. But I saw, we were talking about this before the show started, Rob, but there was a headline I saw which made me chuckle, especially considering I feel like we don't do that too much over the last couple of days. And the headline was, many people spend sportsless weekend throwing at Astros batters in MLB The Show 20. So I feel like that, it's funny because video games, for example, are another form of escape, just like movies and TV shows and books and so on. But I do wonder, for the people who really like sports and use it as an escape and engage with it in all these different fashions, I wonder what will be the next method of, let's say, escaping. Is it listening to the radio? Is it watching movies? Is it whatever, right? I mean, it could be in any number of things. And I find that really interesting because, I mean, I was with my parents when I found out the NBA was getting suspended, and my dad loves the NBA.
Yeah.
And he immediately got up and kind of was on his phone. And he was talking to people and being like, yeah, did you hear Rudy Gobert, patient zero? And it was just interesting to see how he, and I'm sure many other people kind of took it in at first.
Yeah. The thing is, again, another thing is like, it never gets canceled. Sports don't get canceled, and basketball and hockey, we always have something. So I think when they did cancel it, it kind of made people realize how big the situation really is. And I think that that's like what a lot of people in North America needed, actually. I don't know if a lot of people were taking it seriously. And it feels like people are starting to finally do what they were supposed to do in the first place. It's like when you're sick, you stay home. And when you're coughing, you cover your mouth and whatever, and so and so and so. But I feel like this kind of rushed everybody and finally started to get everybody to think about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, getting their hands washed and all that sort of thing.
That and Tom Hanks.
Well, that and Tom Hanks.
I mean, let's go back to that night when just everything came rushing down seemingly in like a 30-minute span where, you know, the Jazz and Thunder are about to play a game, and then you hear reports like, oh, they're delaying the game, and you're wondering, okay, this is not good. You wonder what's happening. And then, of course, the players get rushed off the courts, and we're still waiting to find out. And then was it before? I guess it was just before we found out about Rudy Gobert, like Tom Hanks tested positive, and his wife, Rita Wilson, for coronavirus.
It was something like, I think, a span of 30 minutes where the United States President Donald Trump announced that they were banning travel to Europe. And then like 10 minutes later was Tom Hanks. And then 5 minutes later was Rudy Gobert. And then another 5 minutes later, the NBA was suspended.
Yeah. So it was just an absolutely wild evening the other night where everything just came rushing down. And like Vic said, it really hit home. Not that it hasn't hit home for a lot of people. Like, I know myself, this is something that I've been concerned about for quite some time. You know, I have family that are over in China. I have, you know, people I know that have been traveling around the world the last little bit here. So you're getting concerned about everything that's happening. But like you said, it wasn't until that happened the other night where it truly hit home, like, oh geez, like this is like gotten to a point where it's extremely serious. It's in our own backyards now, and we have to you know, face the reality that this is what's, you know, going on right now, and it's a pretty serious situation. And you know, the reason why I brought it before, that because, you know, I thought maybe they should have done these types of things earlier, and like you said, Vic, they don't close down sports, but it's because, like, you know, this is the only way to get out of this, right? This is, you have to stop having these mass gatherings where, you know, there's 19,000, 20,000 people packed into an arena, and they're using all these facilities, and, you know, there's a chance for spreading the virus. And, you know, it was pretty disappointing the other night to see, I think it was in Denver, was it Thursday or Friday night, Post Malone's having a concert in Pepsi Center, and there's like, you know, over 10,000 people like crammed in there, and you're like, what is going on here? Like, these types of things should not be happening. Like, when, you know, Post Malone should have known when sports got canceled, like, I probably shouldn't have this concert with all these people packed in here. But that's the thing. We're kind of at the point now where we should be smarter about this, and we understand. And sports, for a lot of people, I think, was that first real big sign that, oh geez, like, yeah, we gotta be smarter about this. We have to do these things, because if we do, that means sports is going to come back a lot faster, right? If we continue to do these types of things, then who knows how long we could potentially be dealing with it. But because these things are starting to be limited, social distancing, as everybody likes to talk about, that is extremely important at this stage of the game. And, you know, we were talking before about the different escapes and, you know, the things that we're trying to do. I've been thinking a lot about the last, you know, 48 hours, just like what I'm going to miss the most about sports. And we want you to chime in as well on the text line, 590-590. Give us your name and your location. What do you miss most just about having sports in your life? Could be anything, like a certain player that you wish you could see, a certain aspect of, you know, the games that you miss, like you love baseball, for instance, and you're going to miss like the batter pitcher interactions. Like, could be anything. Just let us know what you're going to miss most about not having sports on the text line 590-590. Just give us your name and your location. And for me, it's difficult to nail it down to one specific thing because I love so many different sports, but I think it's like you said, Vic, just, you know, having that escape, whether you're having a good day, whether you're having a bad day, 7 o'clock, you can sit down on the couch, put on the TV, put on your streaming device or whatever, and you can watch something that'll just take your mind off of, you know, whatever you're feeling that day, good or bad. And you can invest in something and hope that the outcome is what you want, right? If you're a big Raptors fan or a big Maple Leafs fan, maybe you're having a rough day, you get home, Austin Matthews pots in a couple, your team wins, and all of a sudden, like the endorphins and all the excitement in your body, all of a sudden you're feeling good about your life again before you have to deal with whatever else you have to deal with after that. But, you know, that's I think what I'm going to miss the most, just having that feeling of, you know, being really happy about something potentially for a short amount of time, albeit how short.
Yeah, being a Leaf fan this year, sometimes those bad days get a little bit worse. Yeah. But that's exactly it. That's a great point, Rob. Like, I mean, just being able to take your mind off of other things that are going on in your life, maybe even more important things. I mean, probably definitely more important things in your life. Just take your mind off of it. Give yourself a breather. Be able to watch some sports. And the thing I'm going to miss most, I am a massive, massive Toronto Maple Leafs fan, but I wanted to see the Raptors go on another playoff run. And I hope I still get to see that. I'm not sure what's going to happen if and when they do come back. I don't know if they're going to finish out the season or play a playoffs. I have no idea. But that's been the story for me that isn't talked about enough. I know a lot of the storylines here are about the struggling Toronto Maple Leafs, but I really, really am interested to see if this Raptor team could have gone on another long, long playoff run.
Yeah, that's one thing to think about that is definitely a bummer, because if the season, because I guess one thing we've been talking about recently has been maybe the season doesn't just get canceled. Maybe they just start in the playoffs come the summer and everything gets pushed back. But no one knows how likely that is, if it's possible at all. But part of me is still holding out hope that we'll get a fully healthy Raptors playoff squad come back and take on a team in like a best of five kind of first round playoff matchup or something like that. I think for me, though, I think the thing I miss the most isn't necessarily just Leafs hockey. It's just hockey in general. I think there's a few things as comforting to me as hearing the kind of scratch of the blades on the ice, or hearing the slap of the puck around with the sticks, or hearing people yell while they're in the rink. So just that kind of thing, it's very comforting, I think, just even as ambient noise. And I mean, I guess I could just go on YouTube and just put it in, play that while I fall asleep or something like that, and it'll probably achieve the relative same effect. But it is nice knowing that something is happening live, and I think there's a lot lost when that goes away, I think.
Well, look, we were talking before about different streaming services and ways you can watch. I mean, there's plenty of time now if you want to go back on YouTube or mm-hmm. whatever and watch some of your favorite games, right? Like yesterday on Sportsnet, we aired the bat flip game, the seventh inning of that one, and a lot of people tuned in and were reminiscing about that. Like that's kind of the perfect opportunity right now to just head back in the hot tub time machine and check out some of your favorite, your favorite sporting moments. And maybe we'll talk about that, you know, later in the program, just about your favorite sporting moments from the past year, because there have been so many. Christian in Calgary texts in at 590-590, says he's going to miss fantasy pools and the trash talk that goes along with it. That is true, because I know for us here, we had a fantasy baseball pool planned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The draft is scheduled for March 22nd, so that is next Sunday. I imagine we still might do it, just in the hopes that baseball comes back. It'll probably be one of the first sports that comes back, I would imagine. Like, I've seen some people put that out there. But that's the thing. Like, we know it's going to come back eventually. We just don't know when. That's the big question mark right now with all of the professional sports leagues. But I can understand fantasy pools. But this is your perfect opportunity now. We had Mike Wilner on last night. He's got, like, the Sim Baseball League. It's like a board game.
Yeah,
you can
right.
do that, right? You can draft and just do simulation fantasy and see how that works out for you.
So I take it we're not meeting in person for the baseball draft.
No. I think we're going to keep our distance. We're going to do it online.
Fair.
Thank you for the internet and be able to do it there. But we'll see what happens. Keith from Toronto, he says he's going to miss Stephen A. Smith and his horrible predictions and analysis, especially regarding the Raptors, because I think Keith is thinking maybe the Raptors would shut him up.
So he's going to miss hate watching Stephen A. Smith?
I think so.
Yeah,
I can understand why. I would have put a lot of other people in that category as well, alongside Stephen A. Smith, that have had some pretty bad predictions on the Raptors over the last little while. You know, the other thing that pops to mind is just, you know, when it comes to baseball, just like thinking of the games being played, but just knowing that better weather's on the way, right? Like, there's nothing like sitting at the ballpark when it's open in the sunny weather. I tend to stay out of like the direct sunlight because that's a little too hot, especially with the seats at Rogers Center, that you feel like you're, you know, an oatmeal raisin cookie being baked sometimes.
That all depends on what you're drinking, Rob.
Yeah, that's true as well. Maybe you just pass out and you don't even realize that you're watching a baseball game. But, you know, that's I think that's the other thing that I'm going to miss, like actually being at the games, right? Mm-hmm. And actually enjoying it and having that fan interaction, right? Like, we talk about right now about social distancing and, you know, maybe down the line, you know, you're not going to be high-fiving that stranger next to you in the future. Like, maybe that's something that you're not doing. But just being able to share it with everybody, right? Like, it's one thing to share it with your buddies or whatever at home. It's another thing to share it when you're at the arenas, at the stadiums, when something goes crazy. You know, you're going to miss the hecklers, the guys that are yelling stuff at the players. Man, it would have been great to maybe see some Astros Blue Jays games at Rogers Center this year. That would have been a lot of fun. So, you know, that's another thing that stands out for me, is just, you know, being at the games and just, you know, seeing everybody, you know, interacting with what's going on the field or the ice or the court.